And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. When Mary Noble urged her friend Tom Bryson, the famous playwright, to find a picture contract for Larry in Hollywood, she thought it would ease the strain of Larry's waiting at her bedside in the New York hospital where she's recovering from the acid burns inflicted by Claudia Vincent, whose guilt in the murder of Oliver Wilson Mary revealed. But Larry accidentally saw the wire Tom sent from the coast in reply to Mary's letter, and Larry now believes that Mary wants him far away from her because she feels he is indirectly responsible for her condition. And meantime, wealthy Rupert Barlow is renewing his romantic campaign for Mary's interest, since he has been assured by the doctor in charge of Mary's case that she will not be disfigured from her burns. Right now, we find Rupert in mid-Manhattan in the office of a private investigator named Irving Morse, and we hear...
Your name was given to me by a friend, Mr. Morse, and I was told that your discretion could be trusted.
That's right, Mr. Barlow. I've been working in this business for a long time. My clients are usually satisfied. However, I never handle divorce stuff.
Yes, well, I have a job for you. But first I must make sure that you're the man for it.
Well, what kind of a job is it?
I want you to shadow a man and report to me on his activities.
It all depends on who the man is, Mr. Barlow, and what kind of information you want.
Well, it should be simple. Just follow him wherever he goes and report the companions he sees.
Well, who is this fellow? And where's he at right now?
He's in Hollywood. I take it you have men you can call in on the coast. If not, you may have to send someone out there.
Yeah, but who is this man? I can't do a job for you if I don't know who to follow.
Oh, I understand that, Mr. Morse. But I want it understood that under no condition is word of this assignment to leak out.
Now, look, Mr. Barlow. When a person comes to see me, it's always confidential. You don't find anybody hiring a private investigator if he wants it to get around, do you?
I suppose that's true.
But I'll have to know more about the man before I can give you any help.
The man I want to have followed is named Larry Noble.
Larry Noble? Well, that's a big Broadway actor who just got out of a murder rap, isn't it?
That's right, Mr. Morse. He's now in Hollywood, making a picture for a company by the name of Marco and Franklin. I believe he's living at a hotel in Beverly Hills. But your men should have no trouble picking him up.
Oh, sure. That part's okay, Mr. Barlow, but I don't know if I want my outfit to get mixed up in a deal like this without knowing a little more about it.
I have nothing more to say. I came here because I want a report on this man. I want him followed day and night.
Now, if you're talking about shadows around the clock, it'll take, three men at least. Well, with a guy like this Noble, it might not be so easy.
Why not?
Well, he'll take when he goes to this movie studio. My boys will have a tough time getting inside there. Besides, there's been a lot of trouble about that fellow, what with this murder he was accused of.
Oh, he's been entirely exonerated of the murder charge, as you'd know if you read the papers.
Well, of course I know, Mr. Barlow. It's been all over town. This Vincent woman, they picked her up, they got the goods on her. A pair of gloves was the evidence. But to tell you the truth, Mr. Barlow, I don't like to get mixed up in stuff like that. I don't mind for my boys to take a chance now and then. You got to in this business. But I think you ought to tell me just what you're expecting to find out. I don't like to walk into a trap blindfolded.
There's no reason to expect any kind of trouble at all. And if you don't want to accept this commission, I'll take it to someone else, Mr. Morse.
No, wait a minute. You can't blame me for trying to make sure. Besides, watching a guy around the clock is... It's going to cost you something, mister.
I'm perfectly willing to pay any legitimate expenses.
Anything that comes out of this office is legitimate. I don't run any fly-by-night kind of operation.
Very well, then. Either you accept, or I'll go elsewhere.
Well, that's the way you want it, okay. When do you want us to start?
At once. Today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then.
Very well. Here's my card. You can send the reports to my apartment. I don't think there's anything more to discuss.
I'll say just one little thing, Mr. Barlow. In cases like this, it's customary to get in advance.
All right. I'll write you a check. I suppose you have a pen?
Oh, sure thing, Mr. Barlow. Sit right down here. Now, you can make a table to Irving Morse.
And meantime, Mary Noble is sitting up in a chair in her hospital room, looking out over the East River, as her nurse, Miss Clark, enters the room.
I have a surprise for you, Mrs. Noble. Guess what it is?
A letter from my husband?
No. It's a beautiful basket of flowers and all kinds of surprise presents. Well, they're bringing it in as soon as they get all the paper off. You never saw such a lovely basket in all your life.
Was there a card in it?
There certainly was. Here. Oh, maybe I better take it out of the envelope for you.
Oh, yes, will you please? Thanks, Miss Clark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now then, there you are. I bet I know who sent it.
Yes, I imagine you do. No one else would ever send such lavish presents as Mr. Barlow.
That man must be made out of money. Oh, you ought to see how they all gather around the desk outside when one of his presents come in. Everybody thinks that he's the most wonderful man that ever lived. So romantic and so rich. Oh, you're lucky, all right, Mrs. Noble.
He's been very considerate.
I'll say he has. And he's so nice and thoughtful to everybody on the floor. You know, always saying something nice and friendly. And, well, Mrs. Noble, you're not even listening. Are you tired? You want to get back to bed?
Me? Hmm. Oh, no, I'm fine, Miss Clark. I was just watching the boats on the river. Someday I hope my husband and my little boy Larry Jr. and I can manage to take a cruise. If I ever get out of this place and get my family all together...
You'll get out all right, Mrs. Noble. And maybe sooner than you think.
What do you mean, Miss Clark? Has Dr. Allen told you anything about when I can leave?
No, not in so many words, but he's tickled at the way you're getting along. Now, if you don't do anything to worry yourself or let things get you down...
I won't. At least I'll try not to.
Have you figured out what you'll do when you leave here?
Well, I'll go home. We have a lovely house on Long Island. Oh, I'm so anxious to get back and bring my little boy home.
I guess it must be pretty hard on you, Mrs. Noble. How long do you figure your husband will stay out in Hollywood?
I don't know. He'll have to stay till the picture's finished.
Maybe he'll like it so well he won't want to come back.
I doubt that, Miss Clark.
Would you like to move out there? Well, I mean, if he asked you to.
I wouldn't mind where we lived, as long as we're all together.
Well, if it was me, I wouldn't want to go clear across the country and leave all my friends. Not if I had a friend like that Mr. Barlow. There aren't many people who stick by you the way he does when you need him most.
Well, sometimes it isn't possible, Miss Clark.
Well, just the same. You soon know who your friends are when you have to stay in a hospital. Well, I guess I'll go out now and get that basket for you. Mr. Barlow will probably show up most any time.
Yes. Just a minute, Miss Clark. I wish you'd mail this letter for me when you go out.
Oh, of course, Mrs. Noble. Is there anything else?
No, thanks. Although you might just look to see if there's a letter for me from Hollywood.
Very well, I will. Oh, just what I thought. Another letter to that husband of hers. And after he just up and left her. Oh, I'd like to be in her place, that's all. I'd soon tell him a thing or two. And I'd begin to pay a little attention to that wonderful Mr. Barlow.
And meanwhile, in Hollywood, later this same day, Larry Noble is having dinner with his friend Tom Bryson in the Playwright's Hotel Suite. And we hear...
Look here, Larry. Just because I'm laid up with this fool back of mine's no reason why you have to spend all your spare time with me.
What else would you have me do, Tom?
Well, why not get around a bit? I'm not fit company for anyone, and I won't be till I get this cast off.
How much longer do you figure that'll be?
Oh, not too long. And then you'll see me shake the dust of Hollywood from my shoes and get back to New York.
Oh.
Well, that reminds me, Larry. I've got my car out here. It's in the garage downstairs. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Oh, no. Nothing doing. It's darn nice of you, Tom, but you've already done too much.
Now. Don't give me any argument, Larry. Take it. Get out in the air when you have the chance. Well, you look pale as a ghost.
That's my prison pallor.
Now, it's no laughing matter, Larry. You need to get out in the sun to relax. See some new faces. Isn't there anyone in the picture that looks pleasant?
I haven't paid much attention, to tell the truth. The only person I've talked to is a starry-eyed kid named Dora Dean.
Well, you'd better take my advice, Larry. Get some sun. Go swimming. That's what Mary would want you to do.
Yeah, that's right. I guess she would. Okay, Tom. I'll take you up on the offer. Thanks.
Oh, that's better. You know, you can't afford to let yourself get too run down. You've got to think of yourself. And Mary, too.
That's right. I can't let anything happen to me until I've got us out of the woods. Well, one thing's sure. I'm not going to let Mary down again.
Will Tom Bryson have reason to regret his advice to his friend and the offer of the use of his car? Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife. The story of Mary Noble and her husband, Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.